all part of the...
G is our enemy. No, I know. It doesn't matter. I wasn't intending to even say the title. I'm just telling myself. All beauty is our enemy. How about that? What on earth could we mean? Well, children, do sit down and listen, and I'll explain. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Ah, my friends, these are needfully sadistic times. Pettiness rules each day. And blatant corruption is emblazoned in the highest places. Corruption is seen as quite forgivably virtuous. The charmed live empty lives, and the replete live charmingly. You're going to have to concentrate, or you won't understand anything I'm saying. So do please refer to your dictionaries and remember that cynicism is always the way of the truth. And certainly, if one has a parent, you understand what I'm saying. Is this not all dreadfully appropriate? Brutally entertaining? In those mythical quagmires of morbid ocean so long ago, I would sooner concur that it was a molecular ugliness that parasitized carbon and gave retention. Indeed, it was molecular ugliness that made you and I. For is not water and carbon source of these flesh vehicles that we so stupidly protect? No splendor of lightning nor angelic creatures with an impossible fervor for defeatism created us. No. We are mere accidents of nature. And nature has no intention, no morality, no sentiment, no love. Nature is merely accident. And if you were in the accident, God help you. These laughable dreams uphold beauty as a quintessential golden thread in a maze of weak nobility. Nature is their mother, suckling us as a pure and tainted infant in a perfect garden, spoiled only by the errors of a few, empowered by our mysterious flaw, destiny. To find our way back to the light and to escape the ugly demon so unspeakably hideous at the black center of our beginnings, God. Yeah, right. I don't think so. I don't think so. Oh, thin, insipid lullabies of compliance, do we not see the ripping flesh of countless pretty creatures as they become food for the grotesque lust of all bodies? I don't think so. There is is no beauty here. No higher purpose than devouring a mutilation. The program. Dear blinkered friends, if program there is survival the program? Survival by assimilation. Survival by annihilation. Survival by abomination. This is our life. Survival by assimilation. Survival by annihilation. Survival by abomination. This is our life. Our mortality wounded, blind endeavor, there is no dignity here. No honor in this grotesque carnal craving. There is no dignity here. To save us all. God, you are our priest of light. God, our conscience. God, our eyes. The selfless creator of beautiful things. God, you say God. God, you say God. Survival by assimilation. Survival by annihilation. Survival by abomination. This is our life. Oh yes, see beauty in everything you say, God. Stop right there, God. Let me remind you of that you would exhale, God. Survival by assimilation. Survival by annihilation. Survival by abomination. This is our life.
Peace be, Eucrates. God, they are our downfall. God.